All right, so get this. Today's deep dive is about a college application essay about spicy mayonnaise.
Spicy mayonnaise.
You heard right. Spicy mayonnaise.
Okay, so before you think we've completely lost it, let me jump in here. This isn't actually about condiments or anything like that.
Right.
Think of it as like a metaphor, you know?
Exactly.
It's about how this student sees the world and how they're trying to stand out.
Yes.
Yeah.
To an Ivy League admissions team, no less.
Exactly. Yeah.
While also figuring out their own, like, unique blend.
Yes.
And the idea they hit on is that embracing things that seem like opposite forces, in this case, art and tech, can lead to something, like, really amazing and unexpected.
It's so interesting, right? Because it's something that so many of us can relate to, that pressure to pick a lane.
Yes.
Are you left-brained logic or right-brained creative?
Totally. But this essay throws that whole idea out the window.
Completely.
It's like saying, hey, what if the real magic happens when we, like, blur those lines? What if instead of choosing a side, we just blend it all together?
Yeah. I love that. And, you know, it's interesting because there's actually real science behind this.
Really?
Yeah. When we blend different ways of thinking, we're actually forcing our brains to make new connections, and that's where innovation comes from.
Wow. Like that aha moment when something just clicks.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's dive into this essay a little bit.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It starts with a classic contrast, you know, like peanut butter and jelly, but instead it's the author's parents.
Okay.
We have a logic-driven tech entrepreneur father.
Representing the left brain, perhaps?
Exactly. And a mother who's an artist, filling their home with, like, color and creativity. And for a long time, the author felt stuck between those two worlds, like they had to choose.
It's such a common struggle, right? We see these dichotomies everywhere. Science versus art, logic versus emotion, practicality versus passion.
Yeah.
And this essay really illustrates how these seemingly opposing forces can not only coexist, but can actually make each other stronger.
And the author's own life is a perfect example of this.
Okay.
We see their talent from a young age.
Yeah.
Get this. In high school, they actually designed their school's batik uniform.
Out of 2,000 submissions.
What?
Yeah. Imagine having that kind of impact with your art.
Yeah.
Seeing your design worn by everyone in the school.
That's incredible.
It speaks to the power of art to connect people.
Right. Talk about making a statement. And
yeah.
It's literally woven into the fabric of their community.
Yes. Exactly.
Wow.
And it just highlights how art can be both, you know, deeply personal and have this incredible ripple effect outwards.
Okay, so we have the art side, but remember the tech-savvy dad.
Right, right.
Well, the author starts dabbling in coding.
Of course.
It starts small, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like those early coding projects we all attempted.
Totally.
Ones that felt revolutionary at the time.
Oh, absolutely. Like making a digital dog fetch a bone felt like you cracked the code to the Matrix, you know?
You know it.
Totally.
But here's where things get interesting. Even though they start small, the author's understanding of technology starts to change, right?
Yeah.
They go from seeing it as this rigid, rule-based system to realizing, wait, I can be creative with this too.
That evolution is so key.
Yeah.
It's not about abandoning one passion for the other, but it's the recognition that both sides hold creative potential.
And they start, like, really running with it.
Yeah, they do.
They become the head of creative engineering in their coding club.
Oh, wow.
And then they launch a Girls in STEM initiative.
Amazing.
Teaching Python to, get this, over 200 students.
That's incredible. Talk about walking the walk. You know,
I know, right?
Breaking down those barriers between disciplines and showing everyone, especially young girls, that tech isn't this exclusive club.
Right.
It's a space where anyone can bring their creativity and build something amazing.
Yeah, and they're using their skills to make a real difference.
Exactly.
But it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
Remember, like, the parents and their passion fruit syrup business.
Right, right.
They decide to take the business online.
Which, I mean, even for those of us who, you know, are pretty tech savvy, can be a little daunting.
Oh, totally. Building a website can feel like its own art form.
It really is, with a whole other set of rules.
I know, it's a whole thing.
Exactly.
But the author doesn't shy away from the challenge.
Of course not. They're like, challenge accepted.
Right. Like, they see this as a chance to blend their artistic eye with these new coding skills that they have.
A perfect opportunity to bridge those two worlds again.
And get this, they didn't outsource it or anything.
No way.
They built the whole website themselves.
Wow. That's impressive.
I know, right?
With, like, basic HTML and a whole lot of passion, fruit-fueled determination, I bet.
They were unstoppable.
Yeah.
And it paid off. big time.
Okay, let's hear it.
After launching the new site, they saw a 40% jump in online sales.
40%? That's huge.
I know.
That right there is a testament to the power of blending skills, you know?
Totally.
It wasn't just about, like, making a pretty website.
Right.
It was about solving a problem for the business, reaching more customers, and they did it by drawing on both the logical and creative sides.
This whole story just makes you want to, like, grab a mixing bowl and start experimenting.
I know, right?
What happens if we approach our own lives, our careers, our hobbies, with this same, like, blending mindset?
It's really a powerful shift in perspective. Instead of feeling limited by these, you know, predefined categories,
right,
we start to see the possibilities in those in-between spaces, and suddenly the what-ifs become endless.
It's like that feeling when you try something unexpected and it totally blows you away.
Exactly.
Like spicy mayo. I mean, at first thought, spicy mayo, it does sound kind of strange.
Yeah.
But then you try it, and boom, this whole new world of deliciousness opens up.
It's true. And, you know, it's not about just forcing things together that don't go together.
Right.
It's about being open to those surprises, you know,
sure,
to the magic that can happen when we combine things in unexpected ways.
And that's often where true innovation comes from, right?
Exactly. It's challenging our own preconceived notions.
Yeah.
It's about looking for those aha moments that change how we see the world.
It makes you wonder, what opposites am I overlooking in my own life?
Mm.
What could I blend together to unlock something new and exciting?
It could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're a natural storyteller, but you also love data.
Okay.
What if you combine those skills to make that data come alive?
I love that.
Or maybe you're really passionate about, like, environmental science.
Okay.
But you also have a knack for design. You know, maybe you could design eco-friendly products.
Right. Or campaigns that capture people's attention.
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It's about breaking free from those mental boxes.
Yes.
Instead of either, it becomes yes and.
Precisely. And this goes beyond just careers or hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
Think about your relationships, your personal growth. Like, what seemingly contradictory qualities could you embrace?
Oh, I like that.
Maybe it's balancing that adventurous side with, you know, a need for stability.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's merging a love for logic with, like, a little bit of spontaneity.
It's about recognizing that we all have so many different sides to us.
Exactly. We're these complex individuals with these multifaceted passions.
This essay is such a great reminder that it's not about fitting in.
Yeah.
It's about standing out by being, like, fully authentically ourselves,
that, right,
even with all the messy contradiction.
Embrace it all.
Right. So as you go about your day, here's something to think about.
Okay.
What blends will you create in your life?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to experiment. Embrace the unexpected. And see what delicious results you come up with.
Love it.